This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of What Unites Us, Reflections on Patriotism by Dan Rather with Elliot Kirshner, and it's read by Dan Rather. I also have a narrator interview with Rob Shapiro and a review of his earphones-winning reading of Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence by Max Tegmark. Let's get right to it. Our first review today, as usual, is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is the promised What Unites Us, Reflections on Patriotism, written by Dan Rather with Elliot Kirshner. It's an earphones winner, read by Dan Rather. In this era of hyper-partisanship, it is helpful to review the values that unite us. Veteran newscaster Dan Rather does just that in this audiobook, exploring themes such as community, patriotism, and immigration. At the heart of it all is empathy, which Rather says is clearly lacking in many national leaders. Not surprisingly, given his TV background, Rather offers a smooth, easy-on-the-ears reading. Because he cares so deeply about his subject, and because portions of his book are highly personal, there is an undertone, and because of emotion in his delivery, that emotion never rises to the level of stridency, and the control he demonstrates adds even more power to his reading. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of What Unites Us, Reflections on Patriotism by Dan Rather with Elliot Kirshner, an earphones winner, read by Dan Rather. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 7 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have draft number 4, On the Writing Process, written and read by John McPhee. Celebrated author John McPhee narrates this long-awaited audiobook of essays on writing nonfiction with his characteristic precise language and keen observations reflected in his delivery. He can sound by turns like a grandfather doling out advice or a scold impugning fashion and fancy in the world of nonfiction. Calling on his experiences over more than half a century of crafting pieces for Time and The New Yorker, as well as writing 29 books, he shares his memories of editors, celebrities, and the many people and places he has profiled. At 86, his suggestions are wise, worthwhile, and helpful. Among them, structure should be invisible. Selection is at the heart of nonfiction. Spend time on leads and titles. McPhee delivers a fine performance of his masterclass in nonfiction writing. Alan D. Minskoff wrote that review of draft number 4, On the Writing Process, written and read by John McPhee. It's available from Recorded Books for 6.75 hours unabridged, and it was a 2017 best audiobook. Next, we have Reconcilable Differences, Connecting in a Disconnected World by Donna Markova with Angie MacArthur. It's read by Ellen Archer. This audiobook investigates the different ways we experience and understand our world. Ellen Archer's articulate narration highlights examples that show how to recognize our biases, For example, by examining the stories we tell ourselves about our lives. By doing so, we can grow to understand how others see their world and better connect by reconciling our differences. Archer easily navigates chapters that are filled with checklists, questionnaires, and acronyms. Her modulations and precise pauses clearly delineate between questions and answers. Her delivery also allows time for completing the exercises aimed at identifying one's preferred mind pattern and understanding how different styles relate to one another. Archer is good at conveying a variety of emotions, which adds to the impact of her performance. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Reconcilable Differences, Connecting in a Disconnected World. It's written by Donna Markova with Angie MacArthur, read by Ellen Archer. It's available from Random House Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Bunk. The rise of hoaxes, humbug, plagiarists, phonies, post-facts, and fake news by Kevin Young. It's read by Myron Willis. Young systematically tackles the history of intentional misdirection in the U.S., exploring how deceit has harmed us through lenses such as popular culture, journalism, literature, race, history, and more. Myron Willis's narration drives the prose from P.T. Barnum to Lance Armstrong to President Trump, keeping listeners attuned with a deep voice and skillful pacing. Young's writing can drag and leave the reader unsure of where the book is going, but Willis's command of the text and tonal emphasis helps provide guidance. Willis has the ability to vocally draw out the drama and tension of any scene or description, making the audiobook an exciting listen that will leave listeners more skeptical and critical about what they read and hear. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Bunk, The Rise of Hoaxes, Humbug, Plagiarists, Phonies, Post-Facts, and Fake News. It's written by Kevin Young, read by Myron Willis, available from Highbridge Audio for 20.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The River of Consciousness by Oliver Sacks. It's read by Dan Warren. Narrator Dan Warren's deep Middle American voice won't be mistaken for the readier British tones of the late Oliver Sacks, and fans familiar with that voice may miss some of Sacks's sprightliness. However, Warren's reading is solid and easy to follow, and none of the wonder of Sacks's thinking is lost, particularly his ability to synergize theories and concepts across scientific disciplines in a deeply personal way. Sacks begins with plants and moves through insects, animals, and finally to human beings as he explores consciousness. What is it? Who or what has it? How have we understood or misunderstood it across time? This audio presentation allows one to leave one's eyes free to gaze out on a world transformed by what one is hearing. Catherine Weiss wrote that review of The River of Consciousness by Oliver Sacks, read by Dan Warren. It's available from Random House Audio for 5.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is Looking Up Our Own, Crime and Punishment in Black America. I'm sorry, that's Locking Up Our Own, Crime and Punishment in Black America by James Forman Jr. It's read by Kevin R. Free. This audiobook focuses on the role that elected African American leaders play in adopting more stringent criminal punishments in response to rising crime in the 1990s. The effect today has been devastating for that community and has led to a national discussion on the merits of the approach. Narrator Kevin R. Free's deliberate style sometimes slows down the book, but accentuates his propensity to try to pronounce every syllable. Nonetheless, his deep, accessible voice adds emotional depth by emphasizing the author's real concern about the results of his research. Free reinforces the data by using his voice to express concern, empathy, and sometimes outrage. It's a timely audiobook, and Free does his best to rouse our sense of justice. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of Locking Up Our Own, Crime and Punishment in Black America by James Forman Jr., read by Kevin R. Free. It's available from Recorded Books for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have I Can't Breathe, A Killing on Bay Street by Matt Taibbi. It's an Earphones winner, read by Dominic Hoffman. Police brutality against African Americans is depressingly common, but the 2014 case of Eric Garner was in a class by itself. A cell phone video captured his dying gasps, "I can't breathe," as he was trapped in a chokehold by police officer. Narrator Dominic Hoffman's gravelly timbre and tough tone are an ideal fit for this outstanding piece of journalism. There is a lot of dialogue here, a testament to Taibbi's outstanding reporting, and Hoffman expertly characterizes New York African American speech without slipping into caricature. He also manages to capture Taibbi's dark and occasionally sarcastic humor when recounting the injustice of the Garner case and others like it. The account loses some steam in the final couple of hours, but the slow denouement won't be enough to defuse the anger listeners will feel at the end of this powerful narrative. Dan Bortolotti wrote that review of I Can't Breathe, A Killing on Bay Street by Matt Taibbi, an Earphones winner read by Dominic Hoffman. It's available from Random House Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. It was a 2017 best audiobook, and the magazine does carry a QR code. This is a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in contemporary culture is Inferior: How Science Got Women Wrong and the New Research That's Rewriting the Story. It's written by Angela Saini, read by Hannah Melbourne. In this hugely important book, Angela Saini debunks scientific studies that determined that women are intellectually and physically inferior to men. Topics include comparative brain size, medical trials, the ability to feel empathy, promiscuity, and why women are sicker than men but more likely to survive illnesses and live longer. Hannah Melbourne's narration is appealingly British and a perfect match for this material. She has a lovely accent, a conversational style that maintains the listener's attention even during deep dives into detailed research, and a wry sense of understatement that quietly draws attention to historical absurdities. Stereotypes are more complicated and insidious. A 2012 study showed that male and female scientists evaluating identical resumes except for the name on top were equally likely to judge female candidates as less qualified and less deserving of higher salaries. Anna Broom wrote that review of Inferior: How Science Got Women Wrong and the New Research That's Rewriting the Story. It's by Angela Saini, read by Hannah Melbourne, available from Beacon Press Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next contemporary culture is The Retreat of Western Liberalism. It's by Edward Luce, read by Julian Elfer. This audiobook argues that the rise of leaders who are challenging Western commitments to global connectedness, liberal freedoms, and the protection of refugees in both Europe and the U.S. presents the greatest threat to political order and to democracy since World War II. Narrator Julian Elfer delivers this message with conviction, supported by his strong, confident British accent and a firm tone that makes the author's meaning clear. Elfer also varies his pitch to keep us focused and pauses to let the words sink in. He doesn't miss a vowel and knows to emphasize the key words and phrases that underline the audiobook's main themes. Many books on this topic have been published in the last 6 months. This one is certainly worth a listen. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of The Retreat of Western Liberalism by Edward Luce, read by Julian Elfer. It's available from Tantor Media for 6 hours of unabridged listening. All right, we're going to put aside our contemporary culture reviews right now, and we are going to hear from narrator Rob Shapiro. File under aspects of an audiobook narrator's life that you've probably never thought much about. Lunch. Narrator Rob Shapiro tells us that the studio at Penguin Random House Audio is one of my favorite places in the universe, especially because the lunchroom is so great. It's all my peers, who are all literate, funny, wonderful people, and you're just sitting in a lunchroom kibitzing and laughing for an hour. And then you go back and read. And he confides, every so often you'll be sitting in there and there's some really famous person. On the opposite end of the spectrum from lunch with famous people is the problem of occasional ambient noise at his home studio. Where we live, there are only two things that can bleed through my booth and the building, and that's helicopters or gardeners. There are many days I'm just sitting in my studio waiting for the helicopters to stop circling over our house. The joys and challenges of the narrating booth have translated into Earphones award-winning audiobook performances from Shapiro, from Max Tegmark's Life 3.0, to a biography of Al Capone, to The World Remade, G.J. Meyer's account of America and World War I. Don't miss Shapiro talking about The World Remain in a behind-the-mic video on the Audiophile blog. Shapiro credits timing and rhythm with a successful narration, particularly for nonfiction titles. You want to give the listener the right amount of time to absorb a concept and see it in their mind, and then lead them into the next concept. If you go too fast, you lose them. If you go too slow, they get bored really quickly. Shapiro has a natural affinity for nonfiction. I was an early reader, he says, and from the time I was about 5, believe it or not, I started reading very heavily about history. I loved history, in part because these were stories that actually happened, occurred, with these amazing figures. One of the great things about being a narrator is that I still read all the time, and it's like a world-class education, Shapiro says. It's wonderful. Ultimately, Shapiro says no matter the subject, audiobooks are all about the connection with listener. I'm also a singer, and there's a particular kind of singing that I can call pillow singing, where you sing as if you're singing to someone lying on the pillow next to you. It's such an intimate relationship. It's just my voice in the listener's ear. That's it. It's very personal. Jennifer M. Dowell conducted that interview talking with narrator Rob Shapiro, and here is a review of Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. It's written by Max Tegmark, and I think I just said it was an Earphones winner. It's hard to believe that a machine could replace Rob Shapiro's effective, nuanced narration of this audiobook. But then again, it was once hard to believe there would be driverless cars and voice-activated homes. We are witnessing the baby steps of artificial intelligence, AI, research. But what happens when machines become more intelligent than humans? Will malicious red-eyed robots enslave humanity? Not likely. Or will man and machine become one? The singularity. Or, as it is known by non-believers, the rapture of the geeks. Author Max Tegmark doesn't predict the future, but he lays out AI in an engaging style, particularly the use of entertaining scenarios read with flair by narrator Shapiro. Richard W. Stimm redid that review of Life 3.0, Being Human in an Age of Artificial Intelligence by Max Tegmark. It's an Earphones winner from Rod Shapiro, and it's from Random House Audio for 13.5 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we turn our attention back to our reviews in contemporary culture, and our next review is In Vino Duplicitas, The Rise and Fall of a Wine Forger Extraordinaire by Peter Hellman. It's read by Charles Constant. The highly skilled Charles Constant does his best to maintain listener interest as he narrates Hellman's detailed, factual account of a wine forger's exploits and ultimate undoing. Chinese-Indonesian Rudy Kurniawan, a most unlikely criminal, was the purveyor of choice for American intelligentsia seeking rare wines in the early 2000s. Hellman, a journalist whose work has often appeared in Wine Spectator magazine, has chosen to err on the side of more is more. His writing is articulate and effective, if not efficient, in its account of the story. Constant is spot on in tone, pacing, warmth, enthusiasm, and remarkably perfect French pronunciation. This is a must-listen for Enophiles, a complex crime story for others. William A. Gewirtz wrote that review of In Vino Duplicitas, The Rise and Fall of a Wine Forger Extraordinaire by Peter Hellman. It's read by Charles Constant, and it's available from Tantor Media for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is American Kingpin, The Epic Hunt for the Criminal Mastermind Behind the Silk Road. It's by Nick Bilton, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Will Damron. If you didn't know any better, you'd swear this story was the concoction of a Hollywood screenwriter. Narrator Will Damron embodies the determination and frustration of the driven but flawed federal agents who sought to bring down the world's largest website for the purchase of illegal drugs, weapons, and even deadly poisons. What is truly frightening is that this is the true story of Ross Ulbricht, a bored, idealistic computer whiz who designed and ran the Silk Road, a part of the dark web, in an effort to cause a worldwide revolution and make all drugs legal. He made hundreds of millions of dollars, but spent almost none of it. Damron effectively embodies Ulbricht's idiosyncrasies and those of the federal agents who pursued him. Damron makes them all the more human. Mike San Giacomo wrote that review of American Kingpin, The Epic Hunt for the Criminal Mastermind Behind the Silk Road. It's written by Nick Bilton, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Will Damron. It's available from Penguin Audio for 12.25 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World. It's written by Peter Volubin, translated by Jane Billinghurst, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Mike Grady. There's a foreword by Jeffrey Moussaieff-Masson. Before hitting the play button on this audio, it would be easy to feel skeptical about the idea that animals have rich emotional lives, but the combination of Volubin's deep wisdom and Mike Grady's warm narration will win listeners over within the first hour. The text is translated from the German, but Grady's British accent and avuncular tone recall David Attenborough's narrations of natural history videos for the BBC. The author is both insightful and humble, and these qualities are nicely reflected in Grady's welcoming voice. Drawing on his lifetime of experience with animals as diverse as horses and honeybees, Volubin mixes science and anecdotes to build a compelling case that humans are not nearly as special as we think. Dan Bortolotti wrote that review of The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World. It's by Peter Volubin, translation by Jane Billinghurst, a foreword by Jeffrey Moussaieff-Masson, and it's an Earphones winner read by Mike Grady. It's available from Novel Audio for 7.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in contemporary culture is In Their Lives, Great Writers on Great Beatles Songs. It's edited by Andrew Blauner with a note from Paul McCartney, and it's read by an ensemble of narrators. This is a must-listen for Beatles fans, which covers just about everybody. 29 famous and somewhat famous authors opine about their favorite Beatles songs. Some of the songs are obvious choices, like She's Leaving Home and Yesterday. Others are unusual, like Helter Skelter. Really, Chuck Klosterman? The audiobook is performed by an ensemble of narrators who voice the opinions of the writers so perfectly that it's easy to forget that they're not the writers themselves. My favorite entry is Gerald Early's entry on I'm a Loser. He grew up in my hometown of Philadelphia, rocked to the same radio station, WIBG, and loved the Beatles as much as I did. Be warned, the audiobook will force you to replay your Beatles collection with new insights and appreciation. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of In Their Lives, Great Writers on Great Beatles Songs. It's edited by Andrew Blauner with a note from Paul McCartney, and it's narrated by an ensemble of narrators. It's available from Recorded Books for 8 hours of unabridged listening. And that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time. We have reviews in young adult listening, including a review of Before the Devil Breaks You, The Diviners, Book 3 by Libba Bray. It's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. Then we'll hear an interview with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and a review of his memoir for young people, Becoming Kareem, Growing Up on and Off the Court, written by Jabbar with Raymond Obstfeld and narrated by the author. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.